This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 13, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA gets lots of criticism these days. Most of it comes from individuals and organizations with obvious axes to grind. But this week, a federal investigator criticized the FAA and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association for a cavalier attitude about safety and a culture of laxness. In a Thursday interview with the Associated Press, Special Counsel Scott Block said that a 2005 investigation found controllers at Dallas-Fort Worth were covering up their own mistakes and sometimes shifting the blame to pilots. 2 years later, he says, the problems remain unsolved. Block says he reached his conclusions after talking with two whistleblowers and reviewing radar data. The FAA issued a statement claiming it thoroughly investigates every safety deviation, whether controller or pilot error. But Block says, bluntly, quote, "Heads need to roll here," unquote. Virgin America had to jump through some serious hoops to satisfy the FAA, including major changes in its financing structure and the replacement of its CEO, but it all paid off on Wednesday. The FAA has issued Virgin America an operating license, and the airline says it will start service next month from San Francisco. Virgin America plans to fly Airbus A319s and A320s from its base in San Francisco. The first flights will be to JFK in New York, with expansion to include Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., San Diego, and Las Vegas within a year. The company hopes to differentiate itself from competitors with more comfortable leather seats and mood lighting, what it calls the industry's most sophisticated in-flight entertainment system, and other touches to make flying more fun. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association is fighting back against what it calls a misdirection campaign by the airline industry. As Aero News reported on July 3rd, the Air Transport Association asked the FAA to impose mandatory ground delays on aircraft waiting to take off from general aviation airports in the New York Metro anytime airliners are hit with those delays at JFK, LaGuardia, or Newark Liberty. The reasoning goes that if the tactic is intended to ease congestion, and business jets are 30% of traffic in the area, they should share the pain. AOPA's Phil Boyer says the only problem with that scenario is it already happens. When regional weather is bad, corporate aircraft flying out of Teterboro and other airports are subject to the same ground delays and ground stops as the airlines. The ATA tactic is consistent with a TV ad campaign run in airports recently, in which ATA implied that airliners are delayed because business jets are getting preferential treatment from air traffic control. Those ads were widely criticized as misleading. Diamond Aircraft says it has made the first test flight of an experimental DA-40 equipped with a new technology turbo diesel. The company says the engine is rated at 170 horsepower and demonstrated both high performance and excellent fuel economy. Partnering in the development is Mercedes-Benz Technology. Diamond says MBTech's new combustion technology allowed the engine to cut fuel consumption 20% compared to comparable engines, making the Jet A-capable engine an attractive option for unmanned aerial vehicle applications. There was no indication on when the new engine might become an option on Diamond Aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Investigators are learning more about Monday's tragedy in Sanford, Florida. An American Airlines flight attendant makes a big mistake leaving LAX. And if you want to run, you gotta fly. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Cessna just announced its LSA program is a go. Today, we'll hear what Cessna CEO Jack Pelton had to say about the plane when it debuted at Oshkosh last year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and right at home at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.